Dixieland was, like many terms, rather it was misused, and most of the musicians who played what was called Dixieland hated the term in the same way that Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie hated the term bebop. And actually, in the case of Dixieland, it was even worse because it was used to separate what, say, Jimmy McPartland and Wild Bill Davison and many musicians out of Chicago did, as opposed to what the musicians from New Orleans did, like King Oliver and Louis Armstrong and so forth. And I don't think there was that much difference. I think they used the vocabulary, Bix Beiderbecke and many of the musicians who were influenced by the black musicians from New Orleans, actually added elements which were, in terms of chronology, a little later. And they did things with the repertoire that actually influenced the older musicians and made them play their own repertoire a little differently. So I just thought it was confusing, and so I don't use the term because it doesn't really, for me, has no meaning. What they all played, what the older musicians, the black musicians played, was New Orleans. Or New Orleans style of playing. What most of the white musicians of that period was a Chicago style, and I used the cities as opposed to Dixieland and or New Orleans because they were really playing New Orleans. It was just two different versions of the same thing. And if one were to be even more technical, there was a Kansas City version of that. So it was all the same repertoire. It was all basically, except for Kansas City, it was all basically the kind of instrumental ragtime that came out of New Orleans, which changed drastically once it got to Chicago, even by all players, black and white.